tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came.
It's your boy! Welcome everybody to the, now we made a mistake last week, Al, it's the 8th.
Yeah.
It is the 8th episode.
It's the 8th episode this week, isn't it?
This week.
Yeah, premature episode ejaculated.
Yes, never happened to us before.
No.
but to the Ash and Al Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Episode 8.
Episode 8 of Series 3.
So the
ladies and gentlemen, the good
the
news
quiz,
is...
The BMAC quiz from last week
is still alive.
Still alive.
Still alive for me.
Did we do it on purpose to get more interest in the... quiz? You'll never know.
No, we're not that clever.
No, we realised after we put it on computer afterwards.
Yes.
That it was episode 7.
Episode
on the 7.
So, yeah. But this episode 8 this week, so ladies and gentlemen. So you've still got plenty of Series 3 to enjoy. So before we go on to the football, usual catch up, Al. What have you been up to? Anything?
Let me tell you something.
He's got something. He's got
aye, this week,
go on.
Won the Thunderball.
No. James Bond. James Bond.
I buy it once in a week. Once a week. I buy it nearly every week. So I got the app on the phone. Scan the tickets now instead of typing it in. It in every week. Beep. Nothing. But on Friday night.
Oof.
Bring.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Oh, your ass going in, son.
Now, I only won £5.
Hey.
No. All right.
It doesn't matter.
But my reactions and the smile on my face... You swear to God, I've won £500,000. I do not know what I'd be like if I'd won £500,000 because I was chuffing like fuck on Friday night that I won £5.
Your win's a win, son. You say win,
right, son? Friday night, Saturday morning, I got up. First thing I thought, I'm going to get my £5. Goes up to Tesco's. Woman gives me £5. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it's £5.
£5,
fucking happy. You know me, I am tight. When it comes to money, I am tight. And when I win something,
it's a beautiful
I'm the happiest
thing.
Fucking thing in the world.
It's a beautiful thing.
So yeah, I won big £5.
Well done, Al, well done.
Chuffed.
Congratulations. Did you tick the box for press coverage?
The only thing is, like I did with the Grand National that year, I won. Remember I won?
I remember
put
you.
Put a pound on.
Yeah, you won, Al. Yeah, I remember. Pit my horse, wasn't it?
Pit, yeah. Four to finish, wasn't it?
Yeah, four to finish, you won.
Put a pound on, won what, £46?
I think it was, wasn't it?
But the year after then, I put £20 on, didn't I?
Yeah, I got carried away, Al.
Yeah, that's the thing, see, I got carried away. So that's what I did on Saturday then.
Oh, did you put it all on? No.
No, I didn't. I put a fucking grand on. Grand.
Yeah, did you?
It's 1,000 bloody Thunderbolt tickets.
Any winners?
Nah, nothing.
No other winners.
Get carried away. I can't help it. I win £5. I think, I'm going to spend my grand now.
Draws you into the... Draws you into
it. Gambling. It's a terrible thing.
Draws you into it. Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you remember, when the fun stops, stop.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Well, does it stop, son? Does it stop?
It does. Just keep going.
Yeah, I'm just £5 richer.
Well, I tell you what,
this week, son,
it's going to be one of the best bits of news we've ever had on the catch-up segment.
I know
that is.
That's how interesting our lives are. Well, I bought goldfish as well.
You bought goldfish as well. Nothing happened to me
to replace my suicidal.
Oh, I tell you what, Al.
What?
You got lucky this week, son.
Yeah. Oh, do you get lucky, son?
Hey,
yes, son.
Hey,
you get a little sniff.
It was. I think it was. Monday night, I think it was. Monday night, it was a bit tired.
Was it Sunday part of the Red Sea?
Says, said, oh, how about I go upstairs and I'll slip that little black lace number on, innit? I'm in here. So, up the stairs I go. What's she doing? Dancing away to Wagadu.
Do you know, as soon as you said that little black lace number.
Yeah,
I knew it was coming.
There we are.
That's only sweating, eh?
I'm sweating my tits off.
The oven's just been on and I'm cooking a roast chicken.
Oof. Roast chicken?
Yeah.
Oof, nice.
roast chicken. Yeah, you're safe for dinner, aren't you?
Yeah. I hope so.
Oh, no.
I hope so.
Roasties.
Taters, or what?
Yeah. Yeah, I just said roasties. What do you think roasties are made out of?
Oh, I was thinking of chicken. I was still on the chicken.
Roasties. I got carrots, parsnips, sprouts.
Oh, I'm dribbling.
Cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, Savoy cabbage.
I'm not a rabbit, son. I don't want all the veg.
All right. I got stuffing balls. But I'll see the doctor about that tomorrow. Hey. Yorkshire puds.
Oh, I love a Yorkshire pud.
You know.
I fill a middle up with tomato sauce, I do.
Oh, you dirty bastard. My sister put fucking jam in us.
Oh, you're sick. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, I said, what the fuck? She says, it's the same as the pancake mix. I'm like, no.
Twat. You put fucking ice cream on your roast dinner,
yeah,
then, lad.
Yeah, dirty bitch.
Oh, come on. Tomato sauce is acceptable.
Oh. Oh.
Jam.
Oh, I know. Fuck jam on a
stinking fucker.
It's like a savoury, that is, love. It's not sweet.
You don't mix.
Can't mix sweets and savoury.
No. But anyway, we'll move on, ladies and gentlemen. This week, because we're in the January transfer window.
Oh, news first.
That's what I'm saying. We're not going straight on to our game reviews yet. We're going to do a bit of news, a bit of transfers get on to our games.
Not a lot.
No, there's not too many transfers, not too much news. Obviously, the biggest news this week is Graham Taylor, the loss of Graham Taylor.
Very sad news this week.
Very sad news. Good manager.
Legend for Watford.
Villa. And obviously, it didn't work out at England. Yeah,
but
didn't deserve whatever he had off some of the press, but that's here or there. But, I never met him, never seen much of him other than, you know, on the telly. But he seemed like a nice gentleman.
Mm. Great loss to football.
Great loss to football,
especially
absolutely.
British football.
Proper football man. So
and especially to Watford.
Yeah. So obviously, I doubt any of them listen, but to any of his family, friends, or anyone who has ever supported him.
Elton John listens.
Our thoughts. Elton John listens, yeah. He listens. But our thoughts are with everyone connected with him.
Very nice. I'm going to put it better myself.
Not bad, is it? I won't sing. And the other big news, obviously, FIFA World Cup.
48 teams from 2026. That is one big fuck off panini stick album.
Yeah, that's too much. I'm going to have to give up.
That's too much.
Give it up, Benson.
Yeah. Well, somebody calculate it'll cost about $31,000 to complete.
Jesus Christ.
To get every single one or something.
Well, there we are. But on the plus side, I think Scotland have marked the day down as a bank holiday. Every year now.
I know.
So
that's them qualified. But it's too much, you know. 48 is fucking... What is it? It's going to be three teams
in a group.
In a group.
It's a joke. It's, it's purely money-making, isn't it? It's the end of the day. Simple as that. It's all it is from FIFA. Money-making and... sooner or later, it's going to be an obsolete tournament.
Yeah.
International football is going downhill.
Yeah.
It will be.
Does anybody really enjoy it anymore?
No, exactly.
Everybody can't wait for the international breaks to be over.
Exactly.
Everybody wants the Premiership football, the league football.
No one's bothered at all.
It has gone downhill in this 48 team. Yeah. That was just ridiculous.
I know, it's great for these smaller nations or whatever, but basically it's a money-making thing. It's to get team, you know... China, for instance, is to try, you know, make sure they get in the tournament every year.
China.
There's money for them, isn't it? Biggest advertising, all this malarkey. And
biggest country in the world, revenue-wise. That's not big. Russia's the biggest country in the world.
Yeah. But it's going to end up the same as Euros in the summer. You're going to have just defence, setting up 11 people defending, and against the team, who in the top 10, 20 in the world, trying to score a goal.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that for most of the games. So... waste of time for me. 2026, it should be at Hackney Marshes anyway. So
Hackney Marshes, yeah.
Let's hope so.
Well, 48 teams, it's got to be in Hackney Marsh.
They got to get in there.
I predicted it, son. Didn't I? I did not realise that then. Because that's the designer, didn't it? The 2026 Hackney Marsh.
Hackney Marsh.
Yeah.
That's right, son.
Is it still real? People to buy my T-shirt?
Not currently, I don't think.
I said, well, it will be soon, one day.
One day.
When we get our asses into gear and sort our website out.
One day.
But, I predicted that.
You did indeed. So, that's the news, really. The two biggest talking points of the week. On to the few transfers now.
Yeah, we'll do this.
We've got now, because you've got a list here, Sam.
Yeah, let's do this. Like this. You've got Hull.
Who?
They signed two players this week.
All right, yeah.
Evandro from Porto.
Oh, right.
And disclosure, as I can't tell you how much. I can't. Don't ask. I can't.
Stop asking him.
All right. And Jesus. Omar Nassi.
Oh, the Everton
fan. Nassi from Everton. Now, Everton and Hull have been in a lot this week of the transfers.
Yeah. Be good to see how he does, because he's never really given a good run at Everton. Cost a lot of money, 12, 30 million, I think, for Everton.
Yeah.
And it's only a loan, so maybe...
On loan to Hull.
See how he does. See how
I
he
don't
does.
Know who this Evan Draw is from Porto.
Evandro. I don't know, sounds like a Brazilian name. Usually a Porto, they get a lot of Brazilians over there because of the work permit.
Of course, Hull's only manager is Portuguese now, Marco Silva.
Of course, so he obviously knows the leagues over there. The players over there, got connections over there.
And then Crystal Palace has spent 12 million on Jeffrey the Butler from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Jeffrey Shulp.
Jeffrey Shulp. Leicester sold Jeffrey Shulp to Palace. No,
I believe Cher sang about him years ago. The old Shulp Shulp song.
No, he hasn't been at Leicester for long, has he?
A couple of years, but I'm not... I don't understand that one. He didn't set the world light at Leicester.
No.
I don't think. Anyway, I mean, the majority of the time I saw him, he come on as a substitute or this, that, and the other, really. So, I'm not sure about that one at all for Palace. Especially, you know, he's a winger at the end of the day. We've got Andros Townsend, who needs to start picking his socks up. And obviously they've got Wilfred Zaha.
Apparently Newcastle want to re-sign him.
Townsend, yeah. He'd done cracking there at the end of the season, didn't he? But obviously Palace took the chance, and he hasn't produced yet. So we'll see how that one pans out. Obviously Big Sam.
Obviously Tom Cleverley.
Tom Cleverley, he's still a footballer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Still
that,
a footballer.
That Tom Cleverley has joined Watford on loan. We joined Watford on loan. He was there. Was that Man United, is it? He went on Watford on loan.
He'd been on Watford. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Did Man United sign from Aston Villa?
No, he went to Aston Villa, didn't he? Maybe on loan.
On loan, was it?
Maybe they bought him, I can't remember. My mind escapes me, you know.
So he's signed for Watford to on loan. Season number 8.
Now, that's a strange one for me. Because I don't imagine that Walter Mazzarri would know too much about Tom Cleverley.
No.
So it doesn't really smack of his signing that.
No. So, yeah, you're right there. It's not,
do you know what I mean?
It doesn't have... Yeah, you're right. It doesn't have a...
It just comes with a bit of a panic office thing. He's looking at bringing freshening up a bit because he's under pressure. And they've seen who's available or Tom Cleverley's available. Checked him out, right, we'll sign him.
I saw his name linked to, no disrespect to Watford, but bigger clubs.
Well, he's not, he hasn't lived up to anything, has he, really?
No, he did nothing in Man United, did he?
You know, we got a tremendous amount of stick for...
Went to Man United B-side, which is Everton.
Yes! But no, I mean, you know, doesn't look like a Premiership footballer to me. He never really has. I never really seen him do that... amount of the ability in him that people see, but I'm not a football man. They are, aren't they? So.
Linking up to Everton, Man United's B squad, Morgan Scheidlund has left Man United to join Everton.
Gone
B squad to Everton for 24 million.
Man United.
Drachmas.
They've got to be happy with that, Man United. Yeah. Nearly what they paid for him.
How much did they pay for him? 25 or 26?
I think it was about 26, was it? So, you know, obviously they had to pay wages, this, that, and the other, but. Still, they recouped a lot of the transfer fee. It's a lot of money for someone who hasn't been...
Very good.
Very good, hasn't been in the first team football. You know, he's not really... You know, he's very good at Southampton. But...
Well, we should see now, because we are currently... It's just kicked off Everton versus Manchester City.
There we are. So we'll see how he does.
I don't know if he's in the squad. We were too busy talking.
He was in the squad. I'm assuming he's starting because I can't see him.
I'll get it up on my phone.
Get it up on your phone.
Get it up on my phone.
But yeah, you know, it's one of them. You think he'll do a job for Everton. Good business for Man United. More than Everton, really.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he's probably worth 10 to 15 million. Would have been a better price for him. But because of what Man United paid for him over the odds a couple of years ago, then Everton have had to pay over the odds, basically. Yeah. And it's January, so the prices go up again.
Yeah, he's on the bench, starting on the bench.
He's on the bench, there we are. And then another bit of transfer news is Colin Bramall from Hendersford to Arsenal. 40,000 and a pack of curly-whirlies. non-league, I think. Is he left back? Is he left back?
Don't know.
Left back or right back?
I just seen a picture of him the other day.
You know, but it's good to see these top clubs looking at the non-league and scouting these players. So
the next Jamie Vardy and...
Yeah, so you never know. We'll see how he does. You know, hopefully he's given a chance as well. I mean, Arsenal win plenty of competitions. So
there is something I want to bring up, son. I was watching Match of the Day last night, as you do.
As you do.
On Saturday night.
Match of the Day, innit?
Okay. And I noticed... Lurik Remy?
Yeah.
Plays for Crystal Palace.
That's right, he's there on loan, yeah.
Yeah, when did that happen? Because I totally missed that.
Yeah, it was January, I think, yeah.
Well, it's not in January, because...
Not January, you know, August. He's been there all season, son.
We missed that. Did we? Have we covered that?
We probably did. I don't know. I can't remember last week. It's
like, when the hell did he join Crystal Palace?
Yeah, he's been there. He doesn't play much.
I know that, because it's the first time I know where I'm at Palace.
Maybe he's been injured for a few times. I don't know. But, yeah, not long, you know.
Yeah, it's like, what the... Strange.
It's a bit strange, and is a bit of news for you, Sean.
What?
Rumour that, because Chelsea recalled...
Patrick Bamford!
Patrick Bamford, man.
Yeah, Bam. Bam, Bam. Hopefully.
News of Barra.
I love him to go back to Barra. He did so well for us last season.
Posh boy Patrick Bamford.
Yeah. shut that door, Patrick. I'm free.
So,
Patrick Bamford.
I think, you know, Middlesbrough needed a goal scorer.
Oh, I honestly would love Patrick Bamford to go back to Middlesbrough. Yeah. He's done a terrific job for us.
Yep.
It's a club he's played for, and he's enjoyed playing for us.
Yeah.
It didn't work out for Norwich, and it didn't work out well for Burnley. Obviously, why would you want to go to Burnley in the first place?
But I don't think he's played. He doesn't start many games.
No, he doesn't play, but I tell you what,
sub, right, really,
Frank and I said this week that we would love him back, and I think everybody would love Patrick Bamford back. We gutted that we didn't get the chance to sign him.
Yeah, because I think Chelsea was still having an R in.
Yeah.
Is he going to kick on and turn into Harry Kane, for example? You know, Harry Kane had some... He's one of their own, Harry Kane. Don't worry about that. But yeah, so I just thought I'd bring it up because I saw the rumour there.
I know. I've already seen it, sir.
Bit of power knows.
I'm open. Fingers crossed. If we don't sign him, get him on loan. Get him along to the end of the season, see what happens.
See how he goes, isn't it?
You know?
See how he goes. Can't.
He knows the squad, he knows the management.
Exactly.
He knows the players, the fans, everybody. So,
what's worth the punt? He can't do much
worse. Punt.
You know, he can't do much worse than some of the strikers there.
I'm talking about Harry Kane.
Go on.
It goes into our next segment.
Oh, there we are. We're on to the football.
Football results.
Good stuff, Al. Jeez, you get a pro at this now, son.
I know, no.
You get a pro at this. We'll have a look at the games, and yesterday, early kick-off.
That's what I do all week. I don't have a life, I just practice this.
Yeah.
Rehearse it.
Practice your links, right, yeah, we'll talk about, and then we'll say Harry Kane and then Spurs. Kane,
yeah. Now, I know that he's going to say this to me, because I've known him all my life.
Because he's that predictable and boring. Yeah.
So I'll just have a little segue now into the Harry Kane. Lovely.
But yes, Spurs, Tottenham and Spurs against... Wankers, Bastards and Arseholes.
Yeah.
West Brom.
Who did I put in my dream team this week?
Oh,
as a replacement for the injured Stecklenburg, Ben Foster.
No, you didn't, did you?
He didn't get me any minus points, though. Just no points at all, obviously.
Didn't work out. But, Kane hat-trick. And McCauley own goal. And McCauley as well, who's at fault for the second goal as well.
Yes.
Kane's second goal, anyway.
Hey, well, and,
you know, you could almost say you'd done a John Stones, really, but Gareth McCauley there.
Yeah.
And, this is what I'm going to call defensive mistakes from now on. But yeah, 4-0.
First time playing today, isn't it? Goodison.
That's right, first time back. See if we get some stick in it. But.
Sticks or stones.
They absolutely battered them. I mean, I watched this, and it could have been 10 in the first half alone.
Tottenham finally. Decided to stop playing.
Well, you think so? I mean, they
got the right time of the season.
Yeah, and they got everyone fit now as well.
Yeah.
You got Kane fit, obviously banging form. You got Dembele come back, who's massively important. Eriksen, who I mean, all the talk's been about Dele Alli in the last few weeks because he's been scoring the goals. But the play of Dembele and Eriksen in and around Kane and Alli is second to none. I like Dyer as well.
Yeah.
And he's playing... he played three at the back yesterday.
Yeah, he's not playing wing backs. At the back, though, is he?
He's played him at the back yesterday. He done three centre-backs, your two wing-backs, Walker and Rose. And then he had the, you know, the midfield end, Wanyama. Wanyama, who's last couple of weeks has looked very good. He's always a solid player at Southampton. He hasn't really been amazing at Spurs so far. Wanyama. But he looks like last couple of weeks looks like he's having more influence.
Looks like they're getting a nice little ball. Balance to the squad now, and I think they've finally getting their shit together.
I think so. At the right time. It looks like, doesn't it? Obviously no Champions League football as well.
Yeah. Because there was a supercomputer predicted that they'd finish second.
I see that. There was some strange
Chelsea
ones
first,
in that.
I reckon Chelsea.
No, I think Chelsea will win it, the league, but some of the other ones, like they had Middlesbrough going down, I think, didn't they?
Nah.
No, I think it had them 17 for 18, so I'm very close to going down anyway. But, like I said, you know.
Probably not your ass against them.
Probably. But,
I had Man City finishing 4th, I think.
Was it?
And Man United finishing 7th.
Nah, I can't see that. I can't see that. It's on the form they're in at the moment. But you don't know, do you? You don't know what it takes into account. Can't be that super, sir.
No.
The only Super Nintendo was Super, son.
No.
That's the only one I know was Super.
Aye.
Super Mario. But yeah, the influence of Eriksen, Dembele and Wanyama in the Tottenham squad now is really kicking on and a solid base in the midfield. What's that? Free kick with Everton, sir?
Who sent him off or not?
And as you said that, Al, Ben Foster, for me, I know they were 4-0, but for me, he's one of the contenders for man of the match.
Oh, he's
because the saves he was pulling off were unbelievable. It was like, I remember, it was a few years back. Who was it? Fuck, what's his name? Bowes Myhill, is it?
Oh yes.
And he had a fucking game of his life for White Hart Lane.
Yeah.
You know, you put Ben Foster up there yesterday with that.
Oh no!
But unfortunately, just let in 4 goals. Who were good finishers.
I think Ben Foster is a terrific
goalkeeper. Oh, he's outstanding.
It's just the fact that the week I put him in, you can see his goals.
Outstanding, but a contender for a man of the match yesterday, which is a strange thing to say when you're 4-0 down. And the one plus for West Brom is I like their away kit.
What is it? What colour is that now? Is it the black and...
It's black and blue, Sam.
Blue, yeah.
You know
me,
Sam.
Nice, pinstripe, isn't it?
Pinstripe, Sam. Yeah. Oh, I'm like a 50s gangster. I love a pinstripe, me, Sam. Loves it. Gives me every time.
Yeah, you remember that year of the
church. Good.
I've got a lovely Borough one, pinstripe, out there.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can't beat a pinstripe.
Can you? It's a nice pair of pinstripe kits.
But you've got and they've got a decent...
And see, they picked the right colours as well, black and...
Yeah, like a blue.
Light blue, isn't it? Yeah. It's not dark blue, like aqua blue. That's a lovely blue combination of colours there, son. Our colours.
He does.
From our designing background.
He does.
We know what colours go, and that's lovely.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
Very nice kit. So there's your positives.
I tell you what'd be nice in that kit as well.
Go on.
If it was yellow.
Pretty yellow.
Yellow instead of the blue yellow. I think.
Borussia
Dortmund. No. Black and yellow pinstripe.
Could be very right.
Get the Kleenex up.
So there we are. You may have lost 4-0, West Brom fans, but Arsenal like your away kit. So
And Ben Foster's still a terrific keeper.
So you've got to weigh up the good and bad, haven't you?
What about this Berriani? Berriani?
We having a takeaway, son. Thought we having chicken.
Berahino.
Fatty, fatty bum bum.
Yeah.
I don't know. Talk of Stoke, want him in there. But his contract runs out at the end of the season, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But anyone who signs him, because of his age, I think we'll have to pay some sort of compensation.
Yeah, he's only 23.
But you don't know that he hasn't played for so long. Like I said, when he was playing, he wasn't scoring that frequently. No. You know, we'd come in bursts
great season.
Yeah, when he first come on.
To his head, and he thinks he's better than he is.
Oh, he thinks he's big bollocks now. But
they sent him to Switzerland for FACA. Send him somewhere. Switzerland or Austria, somewhere like that.
You know, should have sent him to the fucking suicide fucking hospital over there. Can't say that. That's a bit harsh, wouldn't it? But yeah, so there we are. Spurs up to second for the time being until today's games. So who we go with next? We go for Burnley.
Yeah, one of your favourite teams.
I know I'm going by your list.
Burnley versus
Burnley against Southampton.
1-0
to Burnley. Would you believe it, Joey?
Joey Barton. Wasn't the greatest free kick.
No, he's just absolutely terrible. But
hit it low. Didn't really hit it that hard. It just bobbled.
No, just deflected and bobbled over, didn't it? But
lucky bastards, Burnley.
Lucky bastards. Up to 10th, Burnley. They're up there, aren't they? They're not too bad, which I think they look at the table.
They would be third if it was just for home games.
That's right. Their home form is absolutely terrific, which is, you know, I think they may have got one, maybe 2 points away from all more season, which is shocking.
Oh.
I think they're 10 points ahead of the bottom three, which is huge the way it is, and the teams between them as well. You know, when you look at teams around them, like Stoke and West Ham as well, up to 12th, I think it is. And we've, you know, we said most of the season these teams are going to be safe, no problem. Mm. Well, at the moment, you've got to put Burnley, you've got to say Burnley are going to be safe as well.
Yeah, as much as I hate to say it, I can't see them going down in that home form.
No.
It's just away games.
And we mentioned Ben Foster, an English keeper, last game. We're going to mention Tom Heaton in this game.
Oh, terrific. His double save right at the end. Oh,
tremendous. Absolutely tremendous.
Oh, right? Tom Heaton.
That's, you know, practice hard in training all week to get up quick and save them double saves and whatever.
Not as quick as I used to, but though.
So. Oh, you'd have called it, sir. You'd have called that, no problem. You would have got the second chance.
Don't need one.
Call it in your teeth. Bang. Call it in your teeth, then, without a doubt. But yes, I believe Sean Dyche came out and said, oh yeah, we battle hard. And we battle even harder now with Joey Barton. So. We all had a bet on it. We all had a whip round and a bet on it. But,
don't tell anybody.
For Southampton, it's a bit worrying, actually. You're looking at the table, they're slipping down.
Dipping, aren't they?
And the insistence of Claude Puel. His insistence on keeping frogs' legs is... No. That's a French joke. of keep playing Nathan Redmond the striker, I don't understand.
Yeah,
don't you know? He scored your goal this season.
But he's not consistent.
He's not a striker. He's a winger who's playing up front. Yeah. You know, he's got the pace to worry any defender.
He scored in,
scored in midweek in the midweek. League,
I watched that game. Actually, yeah. I watched both of them games. Unusual for me.
Yeah,
I watched both of them. Yeah. I was free that both nights,
but he. He could have had a hat-trick that night, doesn't he?
Yeah, he could have. Southampton could have fucking destroyed Liverpool that night.
So, it just further proves he's not a striker. He's not clinical at finishing as a striker.
No.
He can get into these positions.
Where did they sign him from? I was trying to think.
Norwich.
Norwich. He was
Norwich scumbag. He is.
That's why he can't score.
No, that's a scumbag. He had to move quick because he was starting to grow a sixth finger down there. But yes, so
cracking share bread with his sister.
Cracking win for Burnley. Southampton a bit worrying at the moment, so I think they need to get their league form a bit back on track. Wouldn't have thought they'd go down, but it's easily a couple of losses and they're easily dragged into right down the bottom.
Yeah, can go down.
But
like Newcastle last year, like, man.
Exactly, but the
Aston Villa as well, like.
Aston Villa, like, you know. The saviour of the season so far is obviously their cup runs, you know.
Yeah.
With the League Cup and the FA Cup.
Hopefully they can do well at Scunfield and get a result getting to the final. Yeah.
That'd be nice to see him there, wouldn't it? You know,
yeah, it'd be better than the fucking Scummerpool.
It'd be last time I saw him in the final. They were FA Cup final against Arsenal. Strachan was the manager.
Gordon Strachan!
So they were never going to win that. With him as manager.
Yeah, but a dry pasta on the floor. That's
oof. Damn him, man.
Oh, no.
But we'll move on then to another big win for one of the promoted sides, Hull City Tigers. Hull City Tigers against Bournemouth. 3-1. Hernandez 2, Ming's own goal, and a Stanislav Penn for the Bournemouth.
Ming the Merciless.
So, and Bournemouth went 1-0 up as well, didn't they?
Yeah, it was Stanislav. Yeah, in Game of Thrones, yes. Yeah,
but I never watched. I haven't watched it yet. Watched the first two episodes.
Ah, fuck it, oh, man.
And I'm going into it.
So. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
I don't get it.
You know nothing.
I don't get it, ladies and gentlemen. Ah. I'm sure it's funny. It means something to someone out there. But as we go, was it holding the ball?
That was good, though, wasn't it?
Dale Winton was great.
No, not Dale Winton.
He done it first, then Anton Dubec took over.
Anton Dubec, yeah. Oh, yeah, because Anton Dubec was the team captain.
That's right.
Yeah.
He took over when Dale called it quits. So.
For some reason, I've just done the symbol for pie out of the dry pasta there.
Well done,
no apparent reason.
Well done. Something to do with it. Yeah. What were you talking about? Hull City, yes, there we are. And
Marco Silva,
first league win for Hull. And what a win as well. 3-1. Hernandez back after a couple of months injured. November, he's last played. So he looked very, very big. Plus for Hull. Obviously, he was getting two goals. And his constant running at the defenders. But you wonder, you know, is he going to be their only hope for scoring goals? You know, Snodgrass, he could go.
Snodgrass, apparently they're willing to sell.
Willing to sell now.
West Ham won him. Who else won him? West Brom, is there something?
I think so. There was one other, I can't quite remember. But but maybe they got transfers lined up, of course, this month. But Hernandez, a massive plus.
They brought in two players already.
Well, exactly, Evandro and Niasse. Niasse is a striker, of course, anyway. Yeah. So whether he obviously must have showed some sort of form for Everton to pay 12, 13 million for him in the first place. So it'd be nice to see him get a good run and see what he can do. A quick word about Tyrone Mings, who comes back and has had an absolute nightmare.
17 months out,
scores an own goal.
Ipswich boy.
And absolutely got raped by Hernandez. So
can't say that.
You can't, can you?
No.
Well, he got turned inside out by Hernandez then. Not a great return. But for me, he's not a... I mean, he's played as a wing left back, wing back, whatever. He was never a wing back at Ipswich. Defensively, he hasn't got it in his head, for being a top-class defender, if you ask me.
What's his best position then, son?
Well, I'd have put him, he's great at going forward, he's big, he's strong, he's fast. I'd have had him at left midfield with a solid left-back behind him.
Hey, Eddie Howe, you listening?
And then and then I think you've got a chance, because he reminds me a bit of Zaha, very tall, strong winger, pacey. I think Tyrone Mings could be that kind of player, you know. Maybe, obviously, nowhere near Bale standard, but he could easily move from left back to further up the field, and I think that's his best position. Bournemouth, defensive problems for Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Eight of the last 10 games, they've conceded 3 goals.
Jesus.
That's terrible. That is terrible, isn't it? So they need to sort that out.
Is.
What have you found? What have you found?
Your spider.
But, that's terrible form, isn't it? Eight games out of 10 to concede 3.
Ruud Hullet back to Chelsea now.
Ruud Hullet's gone back to Chelsea.
injury, so they need to reinforce that defence.
So, it's going to be, I think they're going to have to spend some money, to be honest with you, and do something. Because it doesn't look good at all for Bournemouth at the moment. It's on the slide down the table. Again, it's another team you'd expect to have too much to get dragged right down the bottom. But, as you said, you never know. And if they carry on with defences like that...
Anybody can nip into the last place, don't they?
Exactly.
You know?
We've seen it before, as you said, Newcastle last time. But he has to put a stop to that, as soon as possible. A few nil-nils back-to-back would help tremendously, obviously, with the confidence of the defence. But Hull, off the bottom with that win. Did they get out of the bottom three?
No, they're still in the bottom three.
They moved off the bottom, obviously. But
obviously the next team we're going to talk about... I'm jumping ahead myself there.
I can see them...
Like
you said, dependent, like a lot of teams.
The 18th, Hull.
18th, there we are.
They level up points with Crystal Palace.
That's right. So they got themselves off the bottom, back in the fight again, obviously, to stay up. And we'll see how they go, see what players they can bring in the next week or so. If they do bring any more, maybe he's done his business, but who knows. Obviously, his contacts aboard, you expect them to bring more in. And then we'll move to.
Do you know what? I did not realise Manchester City are fifth in the league.
Manchester City are fifth, that's right, yeah. They're playing today, aren't they? well, obviously now against Everton as we're watching it now. So if Everton, a big win, not a big win, any win for Everton today,
yeah,
or even a draw,
Man City will still be in
Man City in fifth. Yeah. If Manchester United can win this afternoon,
hold close the gaps.
Would they be in top?
No, they'd be a point behind.
Point behind Manchester City.
They'd be 42 points.
Well, there we are.
So, but yeah, they're slipping right down. Obviously, the Pep bubble is bursting. Maybe. Yeah,
well, never fucking.
It never blew up for us. Never blew up for us. But we'll have one more game before our half-time break. We're looking at another
half-time
team.
Half-time
break, like, you know. Have a cat and a cup of tea, like. Sunderland.
Funny enough, last week I thought I should make a teapot. Bring the teapot in, son. We can pour ourselves.
Yes, Al. Yes.
Because I've got a massive teapot out there. Lovely teapot. Lovely bit of teapot it is, son.
We're nearly at the end of the third series and you tell me this now.
Hey, it just dawned on me last week.
You'll have to get a little jug for milk, or?
Yeah.
And a little jug for sugar cubes or something. Yeah. Because I like sugar in my tea.
I don't need jugs, I've got little Tupperware things.
Huh? Yeah.
So, and I've even got the Yorkshire tea tray.
Fuck yeah.
Brought it in, son. Just next week, son. Next week, I remember.
Service, top next quality, week, son. Silver service next week, son. Without
Pitch
doubt.
Pitch next week, son.
Yeah.
So that's a silver service, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Extra.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
No one's complained yet.
Well, let's get back to the football.
So, yeah, Sunderland, another team. They're right in the fucking mess at the bottom. Losing 3-1 to Stoke, and Arnautovic 2, and Peter the Crouch.
Peter the Crouch scoring his 99th
Premier League goal.
It's 50th for. Is it 49th or 50th for Stoke?
No, it can't be that many for Stoke, surely. You sure?
Yeah.
Shut up. It can't be. No. Yeah. How long has he been there?
He's been there for ages. He's
been there a few years, man.
No, it was the commentator that said yesterday.
Yeah. And, of course, Jermaine Defoe! Willem's son for Sunderland, obviously. He's the only one who scores for Sunderland.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Arnautovic, two good goals from him.
Yeah, lovely goals.
A couple of 1-2s, even played a 1-2 with a keeper for his first one. But he's one of these players, he should be so inconsistent. If he plays like that every week, Stoke would be up there challenging for top five, top six. Because he's so influential for that team. Peter Crouch, obviously 99 goals, as we said. 49 for Stoke, maybe.
I'm finding out, I'm pretty sure.
And he's another one, last month or so, he's come back, he said himself or something, he was on the bench. He was going through his head, where am I going, you know, what am I going to do? And then he's got a chance again in the first team, and he said he's grabbed it with both hands, and he's looking like one of the best big strikers in the league, without a doubt, at the moment. The last few weeks, 3 goals in the last 3 games. Obviously, he's bound to get to 100 goals surely before the end of the season. Deservedly so for him. You know, he's been a great servant to all the clubs he's played for. Proper professional.
35 now, God bless him.
Is he,
just reading it. No, I'm trying to find the fucking.
But it was a game. I mean, Sunder were never in it. Stoke absolutely dominated, really, from start to finish. Second half was not as one sided. Obviously, Sunderland trying to get a bit of pride back, but.
Do you want an interesting stat here?
Go on.
Jack Rodwell has yet to be on the winning side at any of his 35 Premier League starts for Sunderland.
Yeah, I know, Ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
But he's another Tom Cleverley for you, he is.
Yeah. An
absolute waste of a career, man. So much potential. Another one who just. Went to Man City, ruined him, didn't it?
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, shouldn't have gone.
That's what happened.
For the money.
And Sunderland fans leaving after 30 minutes.
30 minutes,
when they went 3-0 down. Not surprised. And, I mean, it was a few months ago before. I mean, Sunderland hit a bit of form before with Defoe and Victor and Ichibi scoring a few, didn't he? A couple of weeks on a shot.
He did,
and they were winning and picking up points. But before that, I think it was Defoe himself who was coming out about the spirit.
Van Halen.
Yeah.
Picked up a couple, didn't he?
And it was on about the spirit in the squad wasn't great before they went on that run.
Yeah.
And it's not surprising because you could see at the start of the season, David Moyes' attitude in the press conference is very negative. He was. And he was yesterday as well. He said, well, if I was a fan, I'd left after 30 minutes as well.
That's not what you want to hear.
It's not what the players
want.
You know.
Getting fucking sacked.
Exactly. I know you're pissed off with the players or whatever. Well, you know, tell them behind closed doors.
Yeah.
If you come out publicly, That's why you get these, you get people like Mourinho or, you know, Pep, or even when the players have made a mistake, they come out and back him to the hilt. Mm. Fergie done it. You know, no one was going to have a go at any of his players except him, basically, yeah. And it would be done in private.
He shouldn't come out like that.
No.
Like you lose,
so,
well, you lose the dressing room doing
Well, of course
like
you
that,
do.
And you lose the fans.
Yeah, exactly.
And they proud fans. And
oh, yeah.
I know I can't stand them.
No.
Because they're rivals, they're scums. But,
they're proud fans.
People in the North East, they're proud of their football and they're proud of their teams.
Oh, yeah.
And you say, your own manager says that. It's like, no wonder they are walking away after 30 minutes.
But you wonder, like you said, the fans are fed up. You look like the players might be fed up. The manager looks fed up, which to a certain extent I suppose, because there's reportedly no money for him to spend to go and buy anyone. There's no money in a wage budget for him to get anyone on loan.
Well, they need to sell Jermaine Defoe then.
Well, yeah, you know.
They can get 20 million for him.
Exactly.
Ridiculous amount of money for a 34-year-old.
It is. But they can't because he's their only hope, basically.
Well, yeah.
He is their only hope. They're not going to get another striker who can guarantee them goals
get
like that.
Paulo Di Canio.
You never know, but you wonder is are they not getting rid of Moyes because they haven't got another option?
No, I don't think so.
You know, like Hull got rid of, obviously got rid of Phelan because they knew they had Silver lined up.
Yeah,
so they had options. You know what I mean? Who else would go to Sunderland knowing that there's no money there? No.
Alan Pardew wouldn't, will he?
Alan Pardew wouldn't. No,
no money at that club.
But you just wonder, should they have bit the bullet earlier and tried to get Big Sam back there? Because, you know, we kept him out. It looked like he enjoyed his time there.
Yeah.
You know? So you just wonder, you know, could he went down there? The players bought into everything he did last season to keep him up. So, but who knows? Who knows? But that is half-time on our Premier League review. There's the whistle. Where's the kazoo? Where's the half-time kazoo?
What's that going on?
Huh? You can't just mix it up, Al.
Oh, there it is.
We've got our patented half-time kazoo now.
I think she plays with her own toys, man. It annoys me.
It's not good. There's the half-time kazoo. All the boats just docked. I don't know, one of the two. But as at half-time, we do Seamus plugs.
You get our Irish friend in, Seamus plugs.
Seamus plugs is in. Plugging is good,
now plugging is bad. Stop it, son. I read a terrific article this week, son.
Go on now.
It's, I can't remember what it's called now. Breaking Up, maybe?
Breaking Up, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, right, no. Is that no?
It's a terrific article about a football fan who's fallen out of love, or he thinks he might have fallen out of love with his beloved childhood team.
Who's that now? I haven't read that now. Seamus hasn't read that now.
That is a beautiful article by my fellow colleague, Ashley Calver.
I'll be here now.
Yeah.
Yes, it was Seamus.
Everybody who loves football should read this article.
And where would you find this article now, Al?
I haven't got a clue. V2 Football?
On V2Football.com, probably, yes.
Ashley Calver's website. I retweeted the shit out of
that's not his website, no. He just does stuff for it, no.
Oh, his
it's nothing
Twitter
to do with
page.
Him, no. It's nothing to do with him, no. But, yes, I'm sure you can find that now on there.
His Twitter page, as I said, I retweeted the shit out of it.
Well done, now.
Thank you, Ash.
Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you very much.
Not once did he say, thanks for playing this. I didn't have to, but...
Thank you very much,
I thought it was a beautiful piece of writing.
Thank you very much.
But,
very nice of you to say. Very appreciated.
Oh, no, I can't put that out. That's a shit, that is. Very,
very much appreciated.
So, yeah, all joking aside, it's a brilliant piece of work. You should check it out, people. Ashley's own work.
There we are. It's very nice of you to say.
He's not just a looker.
No, he's not. You're right there now, Alex.
And you can clearly see who's the brains of this operation and who's the one who...
It's not me, boys.
...pisses around.
It's not Seamus now. But yes.
And that will stop the people doubting.
The doubting.
Fucking people reckon I'm doing all the voices. How can I do a voice when I just crossed over the same voice there?
Can't. I don't know what people thought about.
I'm not talking in tongues, am I?
No, exactly. So anyway, Seamus, you carry on. Okay, thank you now, boys. Yes, as I said, you've got a wonderful Q&A now. With former Rangers and Motherwell Kevin Story, who's that's great on the website. That is also conducted by the young man Ashley Calver there now. And hopefully this week now as well, look out for an interview.
Right, well, I've plugged you enough. With plug yourself.
With sorry, carry on, Seamus. Thank you now, Ashley. With Nick Tanner, hopefully coming up this week now. And don't forget to check out the other podcast, of course, now. The 72 show back now. That's about the Football League. These boys here are about the Premier League. They're about the league, the 72 league. I'm losing it, Al. I'm losing it big time now.
Never had it.
I've gone on too long now, Al.
You've gone on too long. You've turned into Jamaica.
And one more piece now, boys. Me too. Football podcast now, boys. Check out all the news, the transfers, and African Cup of Nations now.
You're going through puberty or something. God, your voice is going up.
Just God damn it. Right then. All right, I'll take it from here. Thank you very much, Seamus. We'll see you next week. Seamus plugs.
Thank you. Well, we'll see him later. Yeah, we'll probably see. Good to plug again.
We'll see him later. Jesus. Second. All right, Seamus. Bye. And one more bit of news, very exciting bit of news for V2 Football and our podcasts. We broke into the top 20 of the amateur sports podcasts in the UK app.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, everyone at V2. You are welcome. Ash and I'll say you.
They weren't in the top 20 before this podcast came along.
You were to understand, we took them all away on top of the charts. So absolutely fantastic.
Great news for V2 Football. Great news for everybody involved.
Exactly. So thank you.
Are we involved with V2 Football?
Yeah, we're involved. We're on this. We're part of it.
I just show up every week. I don't know.
Part of it.
I send some autographs.
But everyone, thank you everyone who's listened.
Direct jokes. Listened.
And let's push on now. Let's get us in the top 10. Everyone out there, tell your friends.
Top 10.
Get them listening to the Ash Now Premier League podcast, the V2 Football podcast.
Back to top 10,
and
top 5.
And the 72 show.
Bit by bit,
innit? Consistency.
Step by step.
You don't want to go too big.
Ooh, baby, gonna get to you, girl.
Beautiful. Hey, beautiful, old beautiful, school. Beautiful.
New kids on the block.
Although, Al, I've got a bit of bad news for you.
What?
We're 18th from the chart. Do you want to know who's 17th?
No.
It's a Liverpool podcast.
Is it? I don't give a shit. I don't listen to them.
No, I'm just saying.
Liverpool, what, are they talking about how they used to win the league, is that?
I don't know how they're talking
about. We used to win the league many years ago, you know. Oh, Romelu Lukaku has just scored for Everton.
Whoa, let's have a look.
Take a bow, son.
Take a day.
Oh, I won't put the sound on because we might get sued by Sky Sports.
I think you'll have 3 seconds.
No.
So the missus tells me.
That's why the reason we don't sing Beatles songs, because it costs too much to do. Yeah.
We can sing Happy the Birthday now,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, Happy the Birthday.
Yay.
Happy the Birthday. Look at that. Is he offside?
Who's that? Tom Davis. Nice through ball to Morales. Oh, it takes him on.
Stones just slips it away. Bang.
Oh, Otamendi.
It's almost like a penalty.
John Stones absolutely nowhere to be seen.
It's just on the.
Yep. Great finish, left foot, bang.
Claudio Bravo, nowhere to be seen again.
Yeah, straight under him before he's moved, look. Gone. No chance. And John Stones, £50 million centre-back, nowhere to be seen in the 18-yard box.
Yep.
So that's fantastic. And Lukaku, they do celebrating like he's, I don't know, Chris Armstrong or something. Chris Armstrong used to celebrate like that.
Can't not celebrate like that, what's it?
Yeah.
Oh no, he just turned around, didn't he?
He turned around. Fuck me. But yes, so there we are.
1-0 to Everton.
Oh dear.
Well. Oh, they're taking the lead, Jeff!
So they got it all to do now, Manchester City. But yes, so anyone out there, please tell your friends, check out all the other podcasts, the interviews, and let's get us moving up again. Why not? Why not? So we'll get to the second half of our Premier League reviewer. Shall we? Let's do it. Are you eating the spider? You eating? It's turning me sick. It's turning me sick. Do you remember like that? Like the woman we saw in Tesco's one night about 12 o'clock at night.
Well, when we saw Roberto Martinez as well.
Yeah, the woman looked like a woman, and as she got closer, you see the 5 o'clock shadow. Then you know that
the one I got the number from.
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, he's even.
No, I don't remember that.
Don't remember that.
Well, was she eating the spider?
I must have been dreaming. Oh, she had a big, stubble everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I've been haunted by bearded ladies before, son. Oh.
You faced your fear.
Faced your fear, Jesus. Yeah.
You faced it, son.
Yeah, faced it.
But, yeah, so we kick off second half, and, More relegation talk. Here we go with
well,
down at the Liberty.
Now, I want to clarify this, because last week we got our information wrong.
Did we? What did we say?
We said Paul Clement was the Lyon manager, but it's not Paul. His name's not Paul Clement. It's Paul Le Guin.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Last, it was Paul Clement. Oh, who is it? Paul Clement then. I was listening to the podcast in bed.
Fuck, our knowledge is shocking out.
That very night, sorry. I thought, oh, I'm going to listen to the podcast. I've got nothing to do. Listen to the podcast. See how shit we are. Right, and then I was like, you said Paul Clement. And I was like, it's not Paul Le Guin.
It is.
Right, he was Rangers manager as well, wasn't he?
Rangers manager.
Yeah.
Who's Paul Clement then?
I don't know. You're just making up something.
You Google that.
Paul Clement.
He's French.
Definitely. Could be Belgium.
It might be.
Could be from Montreal.
So there we are. So anyway, it was Paul Le Guin's first game at home for Swansea. Oh, Paul Clement. For Swansea against Arsenal. 4-0. Two own goals. It's, you want to say a drubbing, really, but it wasn't a drubbing because, I mean, Swansea played a little bit better than the past weeks.
It could have been 2-0.
Yeah, yeah. They went for it attacking wise more, and they pressed more up the pitch than they have done the last few weeks under, you know, the old Yankee Doodle.
It's just a shame that...
The quality of the team is not there. Still.
Cork and Norton
on goals.
Scored on the wrong end.
Yeah. So, was it Cork, Norton, Giroud and Sanchez for Arsenal? And key booked for diving as well. Everyone said, well, it could have been a penalty.
What do you think of that?
I'm glad he's booked. It was a dive for me.
I don't think it was a penalty.
No, wasn't it? No. Definitely not. It was a dive. I'm glad he got booked for it as well.
Yeah.
They need to do it more. Like, you know, I know these are tight decisions and we've seen things like that given as penalties. What are we looking at?
Oh, no, I just thought of something in my head.
Because it said tight.
No. About, what's his name? The player got booked. Can't say it.
You can't say it.
Because it's borderline racist.
Right, don't say it is. Don't say it. No need to. But yeah, I'm glad he got booked. Hopefully we'll get some more bookings of that ilk over the next few months and weeks.
Yeah,
because it's about time.
That's the final of the referees.
It's about time, though, isn't it? It was quite hard, that ball. Oh, fuck, you know.
Right, from your daughter's school. They keep on coming over my bloody garden. Take loads of them.
Keep them, son. Like a juggling ball, that is. Swansea, as you said, a bit more attacking-wise. But I say defence, who's let them down again. Arsenal, they just done what they expected to do, really.
Flappyhansky still playing for Arsenal.
Flappyhansky.
Yeah, Flappyhansky.
As I like to call him, he's... a positive for Swansea is a youngster, Oliver McBurney, who come on. He's come on last week as well. Come on with about half hour to go. He put a cracking cross in. I can't remember who got on the end of it, but they could have scored. And talk around the club is that he's better than any striker in the first team at the moment. The young Scottish boy, Oliver McBurney, I think he's about 21.
So why not they playing him in?
Well, exactly, but Clement's come in now. He looks like he wants to get him involved with the squad. Like I said, he came on last week, come on again this week. You know, he's been tearing apart the under-23s in Reserve League. So hopefully they give him a go and see what he can do, because, you know, this Bastan Boja or whatever, absolute waste of money. The rent day is just
off
not...
Off to Chelsea again, apparently.
And he's not gonna get you... He's not going to get 10 goals
no.
between now and the end of the season, which is enough to probably save a club down the bottom if they get a striker and score 10 goals. So some positives for Swansea. Couple of positives for Arsenal is the Fresh Prince is back.
Yeah, Danny Welbeck. Yeah.
He's back. Haven't seen him. Forgot he was still a player.
Sanchez walked off on the...
Sanchez unhappy.
Company. Stroppy bastard.
Yeah, done it again. So he doesn't look happy, this, that and the other. But I'm wondering, I think they've cracked why he's unhappy, Al.
Well, he's pushing for more money.
Well, you say this, they've got a new contract. But all this talk, I mean, we'll get on to Chelsea and after with Costa.
Yeah.
And you've seen, what's his name, Oscar's gone out there, Tevez.
Yeah, it was John Obi-Mikel's gone.
John Obi-Mikel. Yeah. All these players linked to the move for China. Nothing said about Sanchez. I haven't heard a whisper about Sanchez going to China. I think he's annoying now. No one in China is coming to get him.
Because a lot of these players have the same bloody
agent George Mendes. Yeah, exactly. So, but no, I think that's why he's an happy.
God's Mendes.
And no, you know, Giroud, I think he scored 4 in 4 or 5 in 5 or whatever it is.
Went off injured, though, didn't he?
Went off injured. He's always scored a goal for Arsenal, but he's never really gone that step further to be that prolific. Yeah, exactly. Good word. To absolutely push him to a title, to a cup. And Sanchez are the type of players who are these players. But no disrespect to Giroud, but they've given him a new contract.
Is that Ashley Williams, eh?
Ashley Williams, probably.
Oh, bullied Aguero off the ball there. Absolutely bullied him off the ball. That's defending, eh?
And
well done, son, you and my team.
And since he's gone to Everton, I heard he's got Julian Escott's old barber. But, yeah, they've given Giroud a new contract, and they're still messing about with Sanchez and Ozil. So yeah. It makes no sense to me at all what's going on at Arsenal. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, they can afford to lose someone like Giroud, who is...
Yeah, they can't afford to lose Sanchez or Ozil.
Exactly. But run-of-the-mill win for Arsenal, really, 4-0.
Yeah, 4-0.
But a good win, because the last few years, Swansea have actually turned them over at the Liberty. Whether Swansea have been in good form or not, they've seemed to really up their game against Arsenal and get the result. So... So a bit of a hoodoo over there for Arsenal to get a win like that. But we'll move on to Watford, down Old Vicarage Road. Watford against Borough.
Obviously.
Go on.
Oh, what are we going to say the next word together again? Because it's the second time in a row we've done that now.
I was going to say penis. What are you going to say?
Penis, yeah.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say bitch.
Obviously, Graham
Taylor was a big thing about the game, obviously.
Borough's got the fourth best defensive record in the Premiership.
Well, that's what I wrote in my notes. Another away point and a clean sheet for Borough.
Yeah.
Valdez, tidy little saves. Nothing spectacular.
Gusted.
But he done his job. Did he play? Did he
come on?
Yeah,
came on the 65th minute for Stuani. Yeah, a couple of good efforts.
Yeah. But Watford as well. Deeney towards the end could have won it.
Yeah.
Keep him rushing out.
I put my hands up. Watford should have won it. Watford they had so many chances.
Yeah. But again, they just haven't got that. Deeney's not on form. Can't find the net like he was.
Okara, is it?
Okaka.
Okaka.
Stephen Okaka, is that whatever his name is? Yeah, he just can't find the net. Ingalo, obviously, is he a winger?
I know it's Gomez was substituted.
Yeah, he came off. I'm not sure what it was. I didn't see what it was. Must have been on 2 minutes.
Costa Pantelimon.
Yeah. So he must have been injured. What are we on?
Lukaku's off like a bullet there.
There we are, inside the 18-yard box. Cuts inside. Oda Mendy hits it out for a corner. look at him. Do you see him with his silver jacket then?
No.
Proper 90s puffer silver jacket.
Oh, making a comeback, aren't they? Very popular, the old puffer jackets. See all the young kids wearing them.
But silver.
Not silver, they're usually green these days.
I think it's Joe Wicks, is it? It's Joe Wicks. <isn't>
it? Oh, yeah, I can see him.
But yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't want to disrespect anything to do with Graham Taylor, but it almost takes the spotlight a bit off the poor result for Mazzarri again.
Yeah.
You know, the pressure's mounting on him. Obviously even the players go, and it was all about Graham Taylor yesterday, but it does
rightly so.
Oh, absolutely, but it does take the attention off Mazzarri for that week.
Yeah,
and they are struggling now to score goals. You know, they got a point there, a clean sheet, but at home like that, as you said, the chances they had, they should have won. Absolutely. But Borough just the 17th now. 16th. Sorry, Palace 17th.
Yeah, 4 points.
And then Borough. So, ahead. But still, as you said, if they get someone like Bamford, someone who can just finish the chances they create, especially at home, then they'll put away without a doubt. As we've always said, they've got more quality than a lot of teams down there.
I said we've got a fourth best bloody record in the Premiership.
Yeah.
The defence. So, we were the best in Championship last season.
So, he's obviously carried that on. Yeah. He knows his stuff. It's just about getting that bit of extra quality up front. As we said.
Flair.
Yeah, I mean, we said all season up in the grade on his work rate, setting up others. It's just needing that one who can just put him in the net.
Go on, son. Spit it out, lads. Spit it out.
In the net, didn't it? but yeah, so Watford on the slide as well, another team on the slide, struggling. And you just wonder, you know, we know what Watford bosses are like.
Yeah.
Will they be a bit trigger happy and get rid of him before the end of January? Who knows? So, but we'll move on. Who's next on the list?
West Ham!
West Ham!
West Ham!
West Ham against Crystal Palace, 3-0.
Now.
Feghouli, Carroll and Lanzini for West Ham.
Now they talk about Giroud and Mkhitaryan. This is a goal of a season candidate.
Well, they were scorpion kicks. This was a donkey kick, son. Without a doubt.
Oh, God, say he's a bloody... He worked hard for West Ham all game.
He did, and he always...
He's a proper donkey, isn't he?
He is. See, when he's on that, and he's on his form like that, he is one of the most difficult strikers for any defender to play against, without a doubt.
Oh, he's everywhere.
He's got so much power, so much... He's quicker than a lot of people think.
Deceiving
pace. And as you said, with something like that, you know, the kick, the overhead kick there, the quality, obviously, to pull off something like that is pretty good. Like, so... But it's keeping him fit, isn't it? It's keeping him fit.
Yeah.
And not just keeping him fit, keeping him up for games like that, getting him in a mindset that he's every game is out like that.
Mm.
So, of course, no Payet for West Ham.
Refusing to play.
Dan old Chuck Norris.
Why?
On AWOL.
Get him hooked.
Well, they're refusing to sell him now.
Refusing to sell him.
Get him out and take the money, innit?
Yeah, take the money.
You know,
Marseille won him, didn't he?
Marseille
won him
back for about 19, 20 minutes, yeah. Now, I think.
Get rid of him. If you don't want to play for him, get out. I know fans won't want him.
No. Well, once he's come out and said that,
I don't want to
play for him. Fans are finished with him, innit? Yeah. Simple as that now, without a doubt. I mean, that's the one thing, right? There's the one thing that Rooney, for example, never come out and said, did he?
Mm.
He said, I think I want to leave. He never come out and said, I don't want to play for the club. You know, there's a huge difference there. But no, obviously, once he's come out and said that, the fans are never going to take to him again. So take the money, because if you leave it to the summer, the price is going to go down.
Yeah,
without a doubt, the value is just going to keep going down.
If he's not going to play for you.
And at the end of the day, no.
His price is not going to go up, is it?
No.
It's just going to go down.
And at the end of the day, unless... You know, I very much doubt it with all the laws of human rights, this, that and the other. I very much doubt they can't pay him for the length of the rest of his contract. You know, they can't just keep him in the reserves and say, well, we're not paying you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? He's going to, you know, does he really care if they're paying him so much a week when he's not playing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right there, yeah.
Obviously, some footballers out there, they want to play every week and they're desperate to play.
And they don't get the chance.
Exactly. So, no player. Didn't make a difference yesterday. Palace were absolutely shocking.
Shocking.
Still no win for Big Sam.
Oh, Tompkins bloody put on an effort for them all.
Yeah.
He put in a good shift. Former West Ham boy all his life.
Yeah, yes, that's right. Of course he was. Yeah. But Lanzini always scores against Crystal Palace.
Yeah,
Lanzini. I was reading it in the morning papers. Bilic said, I hope he can step up now, which hopefully he will, because when he first came, he was a very good player and very influential the start of last season, I think it was. Or maybe the season before, but then Payet sort of took over the spotlight.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah.
And Lanzini drifted out of the team a little bit. So hopefully now he can come back in and really grab his second chance there. Got his goal yesterday, he played well, linking up.
Michael, what's his name? Was it Michael Anthony?
Antonio.
Antonio. Yeah. Another great shift. Karen Brady on Twitter.
Oh, that's right.
A little short of Payet, I think.
Yeah.
But he's saying that he was in bed all day yesterday with a flu. Got up of bed, put his shirt on, put in one hell of a good shift.
Yes, exactly.
That's dedication.
Exactly.
True.
I mean, these players have to realise. I mean, I know it's player power nowadays, and eventually they'll get what they want, so we'll get his move away.
Yeah.
Or whatever, but you know, players like that, surely they realise if they're out there playing and busting a gut, there's going to be bigger and better teams looking and think, I want him in my team, you know, I want someone like that playing for me, rather than someone, you know, and if anyone comes in and buys him now, they're just as bad as him for me.
To take a player with an attitude like that. I was about to say, because why would you want a player who's refused to play for the club he signed for?
Yeah.
Why would you want to have it
for
a club?
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you want to?
No, you shouldn't touch him with a barge pole. Just because he is of the quality and that he is, it shouldn't make a difference. If someone's got an attitude like that, you shouldn't want him anywhere near your fucking team.
No.
Simple as that. And same as West Ham, as long
poison,
as
poison, he'd bring the team down.
Yeah, and it's like West Ham. Like we said, with West Ham, if he's, you know, he's not going to play. He's probably not. He's not going to train with the first team. This, that, and the other. But he's still going to be attached to the club.
Yeah.
And that's still going to be poisonous for the club. So just get him out the door and get him whatever you can for him, basically, and go use the money somewhere else.
How much did they sign him for?
I think they had him for about 10, 11 million, didn't they? Wow. So. 20 million is all right, like,
yeah.
You know, I know there was talk of 30, 40 million in the summer because he had such a good season with Man United, all these big clubs, but
European Championship, didn't he?
Yeah, but no, back to Marseille, get the 20 million. If you want to buy someone else, buy someone else. If you don't, isn't it? Yeah. As simple as that, just get him out of the club. But worrying for Crystal Palace, as you said, still no win for Big Sam.
Well, 1 point of those games,
yeah. So, still think he'll turn it round. But he has to find, you know, the players obviously have to buy into how he plays, the same as Sunderland players did last season. They have to all get on the same page. But you wonder, he looked, I don't know, he looked a bit dejected in the old interview yesterday.
I was going to say,
he looked like, you know, whether that England thing has finished him, and he's just like, he's come here, it's a bit of money.
Maybe he's too quick.
Keep him busy, but his head's not right still, maybe. You do wonder, he just didn't look like he usually does, does he? Even though they lost 3-0 and didn't play great, he still looks a bit...
So,
hopefully they can turn around. But I think they're missing already Zaha. They have no creativity. Like I say, I think he's been...
Injured,
he's in African Cup of Nations, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Which is a big loss for a lot of teams in the Premiership. A lot of players have gone out there, obviously. But, I mean, he's been one of their shining lights of the season.
Who's he playing for international? It's not a big African
nation,
is it? It's not like Cameroon or Nigeria.
I'm not sure.
Is it by Bion or something, or Gabon?
I'm thinking. I can't think. Gabon, that's where it's Gabon, hosting it.
Yeah.
Gabon. No, who's up there? I can't think. I don't know, son. We'll have to Google that. We should know. But yeah, they're missing, like you said.
Where is the English player?
Yeah.
Which is a hard player.
But, like I said, the big thing about Palace was, you know, Pardew sent him up for Zaha one side, Townsend the other.
Yeah.
Benteke in the middle. Basically, they were going to supply him. It never worked out. Zaha has had a good, you know, decent, you know, for a struggling side. It's been a shining light. Townsend hasn't done nothing yet, so as we said, it's important for him now to step up and do something. You know, he done very well in the struggling Newcastle side last season, so hopefully he can do again for Palace, be a bit more influential and get them going a little bit. But on to last game of Saturday, because we're obviously doing this during the Sunday game, Super Sunday.
Yes, yeah, and we've done this.
It was the evening kickoff. Leicester 0, Chelsea 3. Marcus Alonso. 2 could have had hat trick,
could have, yeah.
And Pedro, 7th goal of the season as well, having a really good season. Pedro back on form after a dodgy one last season, like most of Chelsea players, to be fair. But Alonso, I think, is Chelsea's most prolific left back since Ashley Cole, who used to score all over the country.
Really?
So, just a little joke there for you, ladies and
gentlemen. That's Cheryl. Stop listening to us now, isn't she?
She's gone. But Leicester were god-awful.
Yeah.
Chelsea tore them apart, to be fair. I mean...
Chelsea looked really good. Impressive. Was it?
Didn't miss nothing.
Matches Day picked us up yesterday as well. Like, was it Hazard, Pedro and... Will I am,
exactly. No, I was saying
they're working
that.
Really well.
Because Pedro's, like I said, Pedro's 7th goal of the season. Everyone's talking about Hazard being back on form, which he has been. But the importance of Will I am, I think, is an absolute tremendous player. Last season, he was their best player for me.
Yeah.
Season before that, he was underrated. And this season, again, he seems to be, like I said, match they picked out on last night. Them three, that triangle behind the striker in front of the very deep sitting midfielders.
Up front. Because Costa's got a bad back, isn't he?
He's got a bad back, yeah.
Fed up with carrying the club.
I'm not sure, did he actually play a striker?
No,
I think it was just sort of them three up front with Matt Ditch was in the middle with Kante. I'm not quite sure if they did, to be honest with you. But them three, But Willian, the importance of Willian, another player who, like we discussed earlier with Spurs, Dembele's influence on the side, Eriksen's influence, because sometimes goes unnoticed. Willian's influence and work rate for the side on the wing on the right. It's tremendous for me. And Costa, as you said, off to China with a bad back.
Yeah, off to China. Oh, you would, didn't you, if you get paid $30 million a year?
Well, of course you would. Of course you would.
He's opening new branches, isn't he, across the coffee.
That's what it China, is. Yeah. That's what it's all about, cracking the Chinese market, yeah. Isn't it? He'll get there before Starbucks. But Conte trying to come out and say, oh, it wasn't that about this or that, did it? It's not about China. But he came out and said, oh, he's got a bad back in the interview. But then also he said, well, if there's any problems in my dressing room, I'll solve them in the dressing room, not in a press conference.
Yeah.
So basically you've just told us there's a problem.
Yeah,
there's
a problem, yeah.
You know, he hasn't got a bad back at all, has he, Conte, Sam? But, yeah, I mean, you're going to go... I mean, it's an absolutely terrible time of the season for it to happen for Chelsea.
Greed, isn't it? George Mendes is
agent. Yeah, surprise. I mean, it's absolute greed, but you're going to go. I mean, we can sit there and say, oh, how can you do that? You know, you've got a chance of winning the title with Chelsea this season. You've got a chance of doing this, that and the other. You know, why would you go to China to play? They pay me $500,000 a week.
Yeah.
You're going to go. It don't be funny. People can sit there and batter him and say, oh, you can't do this, this, that and the other. Because they've never been offered that much money. If someone says to you, I'll give you $500,000 a week to come out there and play or do your job, all right then.
Okay, what do you think? I'm
okay then. Have they, you know, have they got a Tesco out there? Because I'm going to need some new clothes because I'm not even going to bother packing. I need some F&F fat fucker clothes.
And have they got Yorkshire tea?
And they go Yorkshire tea. They have tea in China, son. Yeah. We'd be set out there, son. We'd take
it. Do they have tea in China?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, no. But we'd be set out there, son. We should set up a branch for the Arsenal Premier League podcast. The Chinese Premier League podcast. That's what we'll do, son.
Shanghai.
Spin-off.
Yeah, we'll go up there, son. Shanghai surprise.
They'll love us out there, son. They'll love us. But yes, Chelsea stay top. As you said, didn't look like it missed a beat.
No.
Still the quality there. So you wonder now if that, you know, Batshuayi Soup gets a chance.
Yeah.
Or do they need him, as we said? Obviously, there are less games than everyone, as we said, all season. No Champions League.
Oh, I don't think, wasn't he played, did he, Nathan Aki?
On the bench, he was. Because I think, no, he's on the bench, wasn't he? Mm. I'm not sure if he come on. Because Conte said we've tried him in a few positions in training, I think.
Yeah. Missionary, doggy.
Yeah.
Reverse cowgirl.
And I don't think, by the way he said it, it could just be interpretation on my part, it didn't seem like he was convinced with him at centre-back in training. Whether he's, you know, called him back, had a closer look at him and thought, maybe not. I'd better put him in a squad though, because...
Mamma mia, I got the wrong guy.
I called him back.
Send him back out for loan.
Ah, Nathan, I thought he was a rude hooly da. But as you said, Chelsea didn't look like they missed the boat. And if they sell Costa for so much, they got someone like Batshuayi, you said, the rent he's been linked. So who can easily come in and do a job, you know, similar to Costa. He wouldn't score as many as Costa.
I don't think Chelsea have a problem at all.
No.
They played a terrific role Costa yesterday.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think they'll still win the league by the looks of it.
And I don't think they have a problem replacing Costa.
Oh, absolutely not, no. Not a lot at all. So, but yeah, and that is our Premier League Games review.
Yeah, a long one this week.
It was a long one. Well, Seamus took up some time, didn't he? He was a talker, he is. He's a talker of Seamus. But
today's games, quickly go over them.
Everton, Manchester City.
Everton currently 1-0 up.
Half-time it is currently 1-0 up.
Romelu Lukaku. Look. And we got a late kick-off from Manchester United versus Liverpool.
Manchester United against Liverpool. Liam bringing the guitar in. So, at Old Trafford, is it?
Yeah. The cricket ground.
I'm not even going to do a prediction now because I always get them wrong. So.
No, I know.
So, we'll just enjoy the game, shall we? But, so that's the end of our thing. But don't worry, we've still got stuff to come because, of course, we misjudged our episodes last week. And we all thought, ladies and gentlemen.
We all thought. The beer. Sandra down the road, she said to me, I thought it was one more to go, wasn't it, boys?
I said, shut up, Sandra. Shut up, Sandra, on your knees.
Yeah.
finished fucking scrubbing my floor.
Yeah. She's a cleaner, she is.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Liquid refreshment can leave its mark on the table. Coasters come between the glass and that. Quiet!
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Heat is on. The time is right. It's time for you. For you to build your game. People are coming. Everyone's trying.
Question wrong of the series last week, Alex had. So, it all this means, ladies and gentlemen, is I can still tie the quiz before the end of the series. So we'll have a split championship, obviously. We'll share it like the Open
Charity
Shield.
No, not shit like that. We'll have the
tiebreak. We're having a tiebreaker. Of course we are. If I can pull it back.
He has to get this one right, ladies and gentlemen. So he has to get it right. If he doesn't get it right.
No pressure then. No pressure at all.
If he doesn't get it right. Ash, you go first because you need to get it right.
Yeah, I will. Build up the tension. Didn't work last week, we'll try it this week.
No, because I went fucking first, didn't I?
Yeah, I'll ask you this week first. I don't know.
No, it should have been you go first, if you get it...
I did go first, and I got it wrong, and then it was just like, oh, fuck. You'd won it.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
But anyway...
Well, it doesn't matter if I get this right, I'd win anyway, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
So you go first.
There we are, then. Right, so if you've never heard this before, it's our world-famous beer mat quiz. We have a certain number of beer mats, each with four football questions on each. We pick a card each, and then we ask the other one the question. Hope you get yours right, hope they get theirs wrong. Simple as that. And Alex currently 6-4 in the lead.
Former, reigning, undisputed.
Oh, hang on now. This is episode 8.
Yeah.
So, if you get yours right and I get mine right.
No, it's episode 9, isn't it?
Is this episode 9 now?
Yeah. This is episode 9.
Right, all right, yeah, all right then.
Episode 8 was last week.
Right, pick
before that. Episode... ladies and gentlemen, he's dropped them all on the floor. The pressure's got to him.
My hands are shaking. I'm shaking like a leaf. Hang on,
we haven't done this yet.
Shaking like a leaf.
Reigning, undisputed, heavyweight champion of the world, Alex Fatty Boom Boom! Slow bomb. Ready?
Go on.
Over to you, Michael.
Here we are, Liz.
Here we go.
You're all waiting for the sound effects. We know you were. Right, now, as always, in my best 80s comedian voice, pick a card. Any card. Oh, is that that blue one?
That blue one. All Coventry questions.
Oh, I'll have a blue, black one here. We're not singing anymore on the back. Right, let's have a look, see if we've had any of these questions before.
We've had question 2 in here, Ronnie Biggs.
We have had number 1 on this one and number 4. Sorry, so we've got 2 and 3 on this, but I got to go first, haven't I?
Yeah, you can go first.
What number have we had?
We've had number 2, but if you want a really easy one to get it right, son, I would go number 3.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, is this the double bluff? Is this a double bluff?
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, right, go on, we'll have number 3 then, Al.
Okay, what nationality is Ida Gudjonsson? Is it A, Finnish, B, Icelandic, C, Norwegian, or D, Swedish?
Icelandic.
There we go,
that's yes!
Yay! 6-5.
6-5 for now.
6-5.
There's a radio clip from TalkSport, I think it was, a couple of years ago. And they were talking about, I think it was Craig Brown or someone on there, anyway. And they were talking about Anthony Niemi, the goalkeeper, when he was up in Hearts. And he'd call up to complain about him or something. And he called him, he called him Norwegian or something. I don't know what he called him, French or something. And the bloke, the presenter said, he's finished. And the Scottish, he's not finished. He's only 28. Fucking great stuff. Gotta Google it, man. It's funny.
I think I've heard it. Oh, Everton scored another goal.
Oh, 2-0.
Oh, was that
Morales?
Kevin Morales. 2-0. After just seeing Guardiola on the bench, miserable as fuck. He doesn't want to be in England, does he?
He's gone, isn't he? He's come here for a payday. Yeah. He's come here for a payday.
Look at him. He's like, can't be bothered. It's just too hard for me.
Yeah, he doesn't want to know.
Watch this goal, ladies and gentlemen.
He doesn't want to know. Lukaku.
Morales, is he onside? He's onside.
Oh, Lukaku. Who's that? Is that John Stones? You messed up again
yeah,
there?
Yeah, John Stones. Still John playing Stones. For Everton.
John Stones tries to cut out Lukaku's ball, gives it to Barkley, slides it through to Morales, right in the corner, across the keeper. What a finish.
2-0.
Fair dues. 2-0. Wow.
Very good.
Very good.
She's right over. So it's 6-5. If I get it right.
6-5. Right. We have had number one and number four. So you've got 2 and 3 to pick from here, Al.
2 or 3, you say?
2 or 3.
Oh, I'll go for number 3 like you
number
did.
Number 3. There we go then. Right. Who were the first commercial sponsors of the Football League? A. Barclays Bank. B. Canon. C. Littlewoods. D. Carling.
The Football League.
Who was the first commercial sponsors of the Football League? Barclays Bank, Canon, Littlewoods, or Carlin? He's puffing his cheeks out, ladies and gentlemen. He's having a good think about this. This is very important, see?
Oh.
Very important.
Shall I work it out?
This guarantees him a chance of a tiebreak. At least, no, he guarantees him. He could win it.
A win. He guarantees win you a type of
I get confused now. I get confused now.
Now, shall I...
Too much tension.
Obviously, break it down logically.
Go on, Al.
Shall I just randomly say... fuck it, I'm going to logically break it down, see if I can work it out, son. I don't reckon it's Barclays and I don't reckon it's Carlsberg. It's either Littlewoods...
There's no Carlsberg on this.
Not Carlsberg, Carling.
Barclays, Cannon, Littlewoods, Carling.
I reckon it's either... Littlewoods or Cannon, and I'm going to go for Littlewoods.
Littlewoods 3 is B. Cannon.
Oh! Oh!
Going down to the final week.
I was always good one, wasn't I?
Yes. Good question. I like that.
See how you can see, that, ladies and gentlemen, I break the questions down now.
That's how we break.
Cannon. I didn't think it would be Cannon. There's Cannon the photographer.
Must be Cannon photographers and...
baller.
What do you call it? The footballers had the ball, sir.
6-5, ladies and gentlemen.
You make printers and all that as well.
Yeah. I got a Canon. Have I got a Canon? No, yeah, I got a Canon.
Have you?
I think so. Fire it off every New Year's.
Oh, 6-5, it goes down to the final week.
No, a lot of people will be out there saying, well, it's not really fair because Alex just gave that question and I had to go to answer one straight away.
No, I was going to pick 3 anyway, to be honest with you.
And,
it was.
They're probably thinking, oh, he got that wrong on purpose because he showed us how he works out these questions. And it's just an unbelievable feat of intelligence there by the man.
Yeah.
And that's why he's so ahead all the time.
Yeah. But,
so 6-5, please.
6-5. Ash positive back, one behind. See, I've got my new. I like Peter Crouch, son. I got a new lease of life after last week's mistake. I thought it was gone. I'm back now, son. I'm back. Without a doubt. You're in trouble now next week, son.
Yeah, you say that.
Finale next week. But
I'm just doing it to make the podcast more exciting.
Of course, you are. It can't get more exciting, Al. What do you mean?
We're going to finish off one more segment, son, because we are over time.
We're over time. We might as well go all out now, ladies and gentlemen. We're fucking
one more segment. We haven't got time for guests, but we have got time to ridicule Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi,
you shithouse!
We haven't done this for a while, Al. You absolute shithouse!
Tell him why, people.
You tax dodging fucking wanker. He has only, well, basically. He's got a Barcelona official sacked.
For telling the truth.
Telling the truth. Messi can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. He couldn't handle it.
Truth hurts, Ash.
Truth hurts. That's what it is.
What did he say? Messi's not good. Won't be as good as he is without the team around him.
Which is 100%
true.
Absolutely. It's the same as any big player in any team. Ronaldo wouldn't be the same player without all them big stars at Madrid.
Barcelona admitting this... Okay, are they making the other players look so bad?
Exactly. So
what Sanchez and Neymar and Iniesta?
Exactly. So it's either Messi is carrying all of them,
or making them look good, or the other way around.
What the official said? No, well, he didn't even say that they're carrying Messi. Basically, said they're a unit. They're a team.
They're as good as they are because
they play together.
Yeah.
And they come out and get him sacked because Messi can't handle the truth, son.
You shit out, tax dodging.
Tax dodging. Fuck you.
Blonde twat.
Blonde. Get a cut, will you, son?
Yeah.
Get in hell. not even natural, that.
Get back to Argentina.
Oh, back to Argentina. That's right, tell him.
Yeah, tell you him. Nazi. Oh, it's too far,
that
wasn't
it? A bit far. That was a bit far. Yeah.
Well, blue-eyed blonde, eh? You know, blue looking. That's where apparently the Nazis went. Well, it's not apparently. They did.
Yes. Not make believe, son. But, yeah, so we just had to get out there. We haven't done it for a while.
Yeah, shit out.
We saw the news. Messi's basically ruined people's livelihoods. That man now, he's got the bailiffs coming around next week.
Yeah.
He'll be out on the streets of Catalonia with his young kids. And he, Messi, couldn't give two fucks.
No.
He couldn't give two fucks.
He's laughing, isn't he? He's laughing. All the money he hasn't declared to the Spanish government.
Exactly. Exactly.
And ladies, maybe, ladies and gentlemen, maybe next week we might have a return of Titty Watch.
Maybe. We haven't had that for a while, have we?
Yeah, because no one knows what Titty is doing these days.
No one's got a clue. Everyone's asking me. What's he doing nowadays, Ash? I have no, I don't know.
And next week, I'm guaranteed a very extra special guest next week.
Sir. Oh,
very extra. You've never heard him before.
Oh,
he's got nothing to do with world of football. He's a made-up character.
No way. Oh, this podcast got nothing to do with football, really. Is it? I don't know what we should talk about.
Very funny guest coming next week. So I'm guaranteed. From.
Oh, God, you're gonna give it away.
I'm not going to say, son.
Don't a surprise. Tune in next week for the
special guest. Special he's very funny. Guest. All I can say, he's very funny. And Ash will be in stitches.
Special
and
guest.
So will I be. So will
I. Oh, he's not a butcher. He says he's going to cut me up.
No. Well, you're close, eh? I might tear you apart.
Oh. but yes, so join us next week for that. For it will of the finale of the series.
Yeah, next week. Finale.
Officially, it is, ladies and gentlemen. We've worked the numbers out. We've had the accountants in, the number crunching, and it definitely is. But before we go, just a quick more mention to the website v2football.com, where you can get all the interviews and articles, Q&A with former Rangers and Motherwell players.
Questions and answers.
That's right, Kevin Story. Plenty of other articles. Look out for an interview this week coming up with ex-pro Nick Tanner. And check out the V2 Football Podcasts every Thursday, where, you know, they recap all the news, the funny stories of the week, play a little quiz. And yes. And where they'll have a, you know, good discussion about the African Cup of Nations. And I listened this week, Al. It's good to listen because they started their African All-Stars 11. So they had the keeper and defenders this week.
And I wonder where they got that idea from.
Fields or strikers next week or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So keep a listen out for that. And of course the 72 show, all things Football League with the Premier League. They're the Football League.
Only women, 72 years old. Get in there, lads.
So, but yeah, so check them all out. Check out our other shows. Check out our previous shows, you know, because it's all magic, it's all gold. And in the meantime, have a good week.
And be lucky.